Changing Climates is the title of a conference which took place near the central Italian town of Siena this weekend to discuss the impact of environmental emergencies on political, economic and social systems here in Europe. For the 15th year in a row, this so-called Pontignano conference has brought together British and Italian politicians, business leaders and academics to debate key issues affecting our world today.
The theme, I think, is obviously a very important one. I mean, almost every conference one goes to these days has climate change as a major theme. I think that reflects the increasing seriousness with which it's being taken.
Edward Chaplin is Britain's ambassador to Italy, one of the organisers of this Pontignano conference. On the eve of the meeting, I talked to him about the importance of broadening the environmental debate to include its impact on everything from wars over natural resources to the fight against terrorism.
It has these other impacts on our economic prosperity, on our societies, and on the political problems that we're facing. So it's not a neat problem that you can neatly put on one side and have dealt with by environment ministers. Everyone has to get involved. So, if you like, I suppose the main aim is consciousness-raising generation of ideas for people to take away and use in this ongoing debate. This is a very important year for the subject of climate change because there are a lot of events going on, both at national and international level. So really for the next couple of years, this is, and beyond that, clearly, this is going to be a very important debate for all our governments, but particularly important this year because that will involve taking the necessary steps towards putting in place something to follow the Kyoto Agreement in 2012, and that's really crucial.
You're talking about this in a British and Italian context, in other words, in the context of Europe, and yet in the introduction to this conference, you point out that it's not Europe, but in fact the poorer parts of the world that are going to be most seriously affected with potential for wars over natural resources and so on. What kind of ideas do you have, or what kind of ideas will you be putting forward about how we can try and prevent these sort of worst-case scenarios?
Well, again, I think those factors are highlighted in the conference to get people thinking about these challenges, and that's reflected in the title of Changing Climates, to reflect on the fact that this is not just an environmental problem, this is not just a problem of global warming making our climate more difficult to live with. This has direct impact on all those other things that we worry about. And, for example, the other top priority for the British government under Gordon Brown is the Millennium Development Goals and the need for the international community to get more serious about helping Africa address its problems. And there clearly is a direct correlation between, as Margaret Beckett, the former Foreign Secretary, often used to point out, between climate change and conflict for the reasons you've already mentioned: competition over scarce natural resources, desertification, these factors that are going to give a huge impulse to migration and how countries deal with migration flows. So these are all aspects that people need to think about. Again, we're not being prescriptive in this conference, but it's a chance for British and Italian colleagues to sit down and think through these issues and take away ideas that they can use at home.
You're bringing together, as you say, politicians, opinion makers, economists, and so on. What role do you see perhaps faith leaders playing in this debate, as you say, over how to try and prevent these worst-case scenarios?
I think faith leaders have an enormously important role because I think one of the messages that we're trying to underline from the British government point of view when we address these issues is that this isn't just a problem for governments. It's clearly not a problem that can be resolved just by governments. All levels of society have to be involved in addressing the challenges. That includes business in particular, has a particular role to play. But really, at all levels of society, down to the individual citizen. And I think it's clear that unless individual citizens assume some of the responsibility for addressing these issues, then we're not going to make very much progress. And in that respect, I think those with influence over society, those with, if you like, moral influence, and this is a moral issue as well as an economic one, have a very important role to play. So I think that underlines the need for us all to be working together, governments, non-government organizations, faith leaders, business leaders, and so on. We all know what the problem is. We have to make sure that we get the solutions right.
And it's not just government leaders, scientists, and academics who are concerned about finding solutions for these increasingly critical issues. A survey carried out among 2,000 young people in Italy and the UK reveals that 90% of them fear the consequences of natural disasters, increased migration, poverty, and pollution during their lifetime. Less than half of those questioned believe that politicians or institutions would be able to provide an effective response to these problems stemming from climate change over the next three decades.
It's an interesting departure for us. We've never done this before, actually commissioned a poll. And the great thing is that it opens up this event from just being sort of 150 great and great and good to 2,000 young Italians. And it's their voices we want to hear. And I think you'll find the results of the poll interesting. It gives a fairly pessimistic view of our young people about what's going to be happening in the next 30 years, about the increasing scale of the problems they're going to have to face. And I mean, I haven't read the detail yet, but I think it's going to provide some interesting material for the discussion at Pontignano. And perhaps it's going to underline one point about the way in which young people can see the problems but don't have huge faith in their government's ability to address them. And that's an interesting point. But the other interesting point is, how do governments get the message across that, as I've just been saying, it's not just a problem for governments, it's a problem for everybody. And the younger generation, citizens, can't feel powerless in the face of these problems, because actually individual actions can make the crucial difference.
And yet, from the point of view of young people today, it doesn't seem to be a very positive climate for the international political scene at the moment. There does seem to be increasing tension between what we can call perhaps the West and countries of the Middle East in particular. And I'm sure some of these fears reflect this negative international political climate at the moment. Would you agree?
I don't know if that's true. I think if you look back to some of the tensions at the time of the Cold War, the standoff between nuclear arms superpowers, I think probably younger generations were more fearful then than they are now. Of course, they're worried, concerned, and they're right to be, because the challenges are enormous. But I think if you step back and take a global view, I think there's reason to be more optimistic about actually international cooperation, because as globalization has proceeded, as people have been forced to look for collective solutions rather than individual solutions, so the dialogue between peoples actually has to become closer and closer, and that very much affects the younger generation. So I don't think one need to be too pessimistic about it. One just has to, as I say, get across the message that it's not in the power of a single government, it's not actually in the power of a group of governments in the international community to resolve these very difficult problems. Citizens have to play their role as well.
We have seen increasingly Gordon Brown, also his predecessor Tony Blair, working closely on some of these important issues with faith leaders in Britain. Are we likely to see more of that in tackling these crucial issues?
Yes, I'm sure. I know that Gordon Brown, like Tony Blair, regards faith groups as having an enormously important role to play in addressing some of these challenges, particularly, of course, the problems of how to address global terrorism, the way in which faith is abused and misused to encourage people to do terrible things in the name of religion, even though that's a very distorted message and a long way from the core of those faiths. And that's not something that governments can easily address. That's because people will, understandably, not listen to political leaders pontificating about faith. They will listen to their faith leaders, and therefore there's a particular responsibility on faith leaders to stand up and make sure that the message, particularly to the young generation, is the right one.
And my thanks there to British Ambassador to Italy, Edward Chaplin, one of the organisers of the Pontignano Conference, which took place near Siena at the weekend.